Our scripture today, a word I have a hard time pronouncing, so it's going to not sound right and the same each time I say it, Ecclesiastes, was written between the 5th and 3rd century BC and is considered part of the wisdom literature. I think of it for funerals, and also when we think of the song from 1964, sung by the birds. Did that bring anyone back to a different time? Oh, maybe a different season? Right, right. Wow, we have many seasons in our lives. We have childhood, and we have time of being a teenager, and then we have a time when we are in college or maybe in our early 20s. We have a time where I wrote it as coupling, where maybe we're finding the love of our life. We have a time of caring for children. And that's a time, and we have a time when we're caring for our parents. And we might have a time when we have time on our hands, where we might have time when we're so busy we have no time. And where we have times in our life where we have time to volunteer and to protest. And then we have other times in our life where all we can do is pray because we can't volunteer or protest. And there's a time when we help others. And then there's a time when we let others help us. There's a time when our bodies fail us. And there's a time when we need to take time to care for our bodies. And there's a time when we need to grieve. Maybe grieve the loss of a friend or a family member, or grieve the loss of the life we thought we might have. There are so many seasons in our one life. Are there any other seasons that you can think of that I've missed? A time to rejoice. Thank you. Absolutely. Any other times I might have missed? A time of praise. Yes. So many seasons within this one life. So I wonder, why was this scripture put into our Bible? Well, maybe because without one season, we would not appreciate another season. And I'm not going to bore you with a country song, but if you want to look this up later, there's a song called You're Gonna Miss This by Trace Adkins that talks about seasons and how one season might help you appreciate another season. And these seasons, sometimes they overlap. We don't just have one season at a time. Sometimes we do, but sometimes we don't. And our seasons aren't necessarily because God has made them or put them on us, but because of our humanity. We have this special thing in our faith community, or in any faith community, that when we go through these seasons, we have this extended family around us to help us and support us and do whatever maybe we might need or not even know that we need, but the family knows it and does it for us. And we have rituals that help us through some of our seasons. The seasons may remind us that we don't have to be all things all at the same time, because there's a right time for everything. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven. Amen.